Welcome to Maseches Bava Basra, Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes, Chapter 9, Mishnah 9. The Mishnah continues in a similar case to the previous Mishnah. It says, the Mishnah, Nafal Habayis Olav Al Ishtai, if let's say a home fell on him and his wife, and they both die, and they have no children from one another. Yershi Abal, so the inheritors of the husband, so let's say his brothers or his father, or maybe he has children from a different marriage, Aimrim, they say Ha'isha Meis Rishana, that the woman passed away first, V'yachakach Meis Habal, and only afterwards the husband passed away. So it comes out that when the woman died, the husband inherited everything that belonged to the woman. It's halacha, right? That her husband inherits his wife's property. And now, those people that are his inheritors, they say we should get everything. And therefore, the inheritors of the woman should not get anything from her property. Yarshe Ha'isha, however, the inheritors of the wife, Aimrim, they say Habal Meis Rishon, that the husband died first, V'achakach Meis Aisha, and only afterwards the woman passed away, and therefore we should inherit everything that was the woman's. So what happens? So Beis Shammai says, similar to the previous Mishnah, Yachleiku, that all the money is divided straight down the middle, because he holds a mamon amoto b'safek chokin. The one there's a doubt about money, we divide it, as we explained the previous Mishnah. Beis Shammai said, Nechazim b'chazkasa, the property remains in their chazak, and this is how it ends up being divided. Here, Beis Hillel is referring to something called Nichsei Tzeinu Barzal, which are the properties that a woman brings in as a dowry, and he accepts responsibility to make sure that they are properly maintained. So those remain in the property or the chazaka, the jurisdiction of both people, both inheritors, the inheritors of the husband and the inheritors of his wife. Therefore, those property, says Beis Hillel, you would divide. Kisuba, the amount of money for the kisuba that the husband had originally obligated himself in case he dies, b'ches kasiyar shehabal, that goes to the inheritors of the husband, because that was under his responsibility to give. Nechasim anechlasim yoytzimima, however, properties that go in and out with her, those are called nechsei melug, which means properties that she brought from her father's home that she still owns. However, the husband just eats the peiros, he just eats the fruits and the byproduct while they are married. Since those are considered the responsibility of the wife, b'cheskas yarshei ha'av, those go to the inheritors of the woman's side from her father's side of the family. So basically they go to the woman. So it comes out like this, that the inheritors of the woman, they get all the nechsei melug, half of the nechsei tzayin or barzel, and the inheritors of the father, they get the kesuba, and that's the way that it's divided. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.